In the year 3000. If you like adventure, eventually you will ask yourself about the big future. Will we be able to ask artificial intelligence to build better artificial intelligence? Or will their thoughts have limits too? What will it be like when scientists cure aging? How will that change humanity? Will we immediately take to the stars? Will we terraform nearby planets? Or will it be genetic engineering that will allow people to settle there? One of the most shocking realizations is that the future humans must leave Earth because of the sun, or ecosystem collapse. It is fair to say that the future humans are a space-faring species. They have no choice. And then there is something else. If we have 4 billion years left on planet Earth, think about how evolution transformed the majestic little shrew into a human. It only took 65 million years to go from mouse to great ape. And we have 4 billion years. We will look as different from who we are today as a chicken is different from a little dinosaur, as a mouse is different from a great ape, not to mention science and all those other inventions. Seth Shostak thinks that maybe advanced species load themselves up into a computer program. After billions of years of dealing with artificial intelligence, we get really good at computers. Chances are that the future humans have cybernetic enhancements, that some portion of the future brain is stored on a chip. It will happen, first to cure disease, then to enhance clarity of thought and quality of evening poetry. Perhaps radio waves is how we will travel between nearby stars. It feels weird to talk about things like that, doesn't it? We are used to thinking of ourselves as ordinary, of our school, legal, and political systems as something that we are improving, and it used to be a lot worse. But a lot of that comes from the comfort that we take in our daily routines and so-called ordinary lives. But to call a human ordinary is an oxymoron, a mistake, an error. We are thinking beings, all extremely intelligent and tough as nails. We are not ordinary. There is nothing ordinary about your mind. It feels strange to think about futuristic things because we aren't of the culture to consider future enough. But cure aging, even if it is just cryosleep, where we can wait out the next 100 years, as in leap into the future, where cure will be available, and our minds will alter. Perhaps the biggest realization is that the difference between the modern human and the beings we used to be 10,000 years ago is knowledge alone. That old saying, "knowledge is power," is a huge understatement. Knowledge is how humanity progresses forward.